Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to Dueling Review this week. Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we have a treat for you. It is something special. People have been dying for this. People have been waiting for this. People have been asking for this since 1983. When little Archie and friends disappeared from the comic book rack, and I guess they went into a long, dark tea time of the soul, only to reemerge this week in the, what is it called? Fun with Little Archie and Friends special, number one, one shot from Archie Comics. I will say this. This is what I'm going to say about this thing. I am glad that this comic exists in the world. Okay, I am glad that this comic is out there to entertain, to make some people go tee-hee, to make some people laugh and maybe chortle and maybe nudge their friend in the side and go, oh, look at this little crazy goat monster guy. But I will say that this comic book is not for me, and that is okay. But I'm glad it is out in the world for somebody. What did you think, Matthew?
I am absolutely not the target audience for this, and I was super, super weirded out by the proportion of the art. I mean, I'm used to giant heads, but the eyes, man, the Archie is like staring into my soul. But I have a soft spot for Little Archie. I have a few Little Archies in my collection, mostly Little Archies where he turns into
Are you feeding them on a regular basis?
No, I keep them in Pokeballs in the basement. But yeah, it's interesting. It reminds me, I think with kind of maybe a cleaner art style of the, about 10 years ago, DC had the Tiny Titans and then they had the Aw Yeah Comics with creative team.
Art Balthazar and,
yeah,
the other guy. Yeah.
It feels a little bit like that, only maybe a little bit more polished and corporate and, you know, perfected, which again, it's Archie. Archie does a lot of different things, and they do a lot of different things well. But
I was going to say, as far as the art goes, you got a bunch of different creative teams all kind of following this little model of what you might. And again, this is for a really younger set. I mean, this isn't even for middle grade readers. This is like this is like first, second, and third grade readers.
This is beginning readers. Yeah,
I think so. I honestly do. And so the art reflects. And again, if I say it kind of reflects Disney, the kids Disney channel, whatever that is, the one for like the little preschool kids, the art kind of reflects that style that you see in like a Daniel Tiger or something like that. But I mean, I shouldn't say the art reflects that. The character design kind of fits that because this is an anthology book. There are like three or four different stories in this book, each with a different artist. So Aaron Hunting, Adrian Ropp, Agnes Grabowska, and Matt Herms, and then Jack Morelli is doing the lettering in this, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, you've got a bunch of different people going in and telling this. So the art is slightly different from story to story, even though it's mostly similar from one story to the next. But if you're not in for the little kid art that, again, 2 or 3 years ago when my son was in second, third grade, my youngest son, this would have been the art style that we would have seen in a lot of his books. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because he's into Captain Underpants and the Cop Dog and
Dog
and whatever, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But it is in that same, it is in that same style. So for me, having a youngish kid in the house, much younger than your kid, Matthew, I am closer to knowing and seeing this style more regularly than probably you are. So I was okay on the art.
The eyes, man, they haunt me. It's just
good. Good. They should keep you up at night. Now, what is this anthology story about? Well, Sabrina, the little witch,
and the tiny
her,
witch, yeah,
her cat, Garfunkel,
Salem.
Are carrying a black goat around because, you know, she's a witch and, you know, black goats and all that stuff. Great that this comes out on the Easter weekend. Yeah. Or the week of Easter. So, you know, perfect. Apparently it's the class pet and she has to take care of it for the weekend, but Salem is not having any of it because he's convinced that this goat is evil, evil. And sure enough, he does a lot of pranks to Archie and the gang. At one point, they all jump into a D&D game that they're playing, although it's not called D&D. They jump into a motorcycle fight kind of motorcycle chase scene story. And then I forget what the third story is in this. It's one where they're literally doing like a, is it?
It's like an Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. That's what it is. Animal Crossing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Critter Junction, but yeah. Yeah, Jughead gets turned into a cute dog, which that's fine.
And he wants to laze around in this, but finds out that if he wants to laze around, he has to build everything. And he's like, that's too much work. I'm out of here.
Yep. You have to trade somebody for turnips. And
yeah, it's just a lot of work. And at the end, of course, Salem is right. The goat was an evil witch trapped, sentenced to or transformed, morgified into the goat body. And now he's just having fun. But he wanted to apologize to Salem for being bad to him all the years when he was a human.
Why did you have to do that?
Because he's a goat. Although goats scream. So these are really simple, non-threatening stories. You might think if you're one of the pearl clutchers, oh my gosh, they said Dungeons and Dragons.
Griffins, you know, and gargoyles.
Yes, thank you. They meet the the evil wizard or whatever. And he goes, you must pay me to pass. You must pay me to pass. And it goes on for about a page. So it's pretty repetitive in that pass.
A compliment.
And then you find out at the end, it's a, you must pay me a compliment. And it's Reggie wanting a compliment from everybody. You know, it's that kind of humor, that kind of simple storytelling that you're going to find in this book. And for the target audience, I think it's perfectly fine.
I'm a little concerned as to the fact that the Dungeons and Dragons characters are clearly modeled on the 1983 Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Yes, exactly.
No kid's going to get that joke. Kids are not going to get that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're not.
It's adults saying, hey, I want to make a reference that I'm going to get and enjoy. And if a parent picks this up, maybe they will enjoy it as well and find a reason to have a talk with their son or daughter. And Matthew will say, now you see here, let me explain to this to you. And the kid just rolls their eyes and it's like, all right, I'm out of here.
My kid does not roll their eyes when I say, let me explain things. Thank you very much. They get up and leave the room.
They get up and leave the room.
Exactly.
This is definitely not a target demographic for my group, but it's, you know, definitely if you've got someone under 8, maybe 7, this is a good book for them, I think.
Yeah, and I can definitely see how it would appeal to those young audiences. And that's actually a good. I do agree with you that we need to have more of these books that are aimed at young readers or aimed at, you know, broader audiences, whatever you want to call it.
We need new readers. So this needs to be aimed at, I guess I wouldn't say YA or middle grade reader. I would say new reader. And that means to me, someone that is between the ages of 6 and 8.
Yeah. I'm just like seriously creeped out by those eyes. And I'm afraid it's going to give children nightmares. The children are going
to
cry.
No, this is something that they're very used to seeing, this kind of art.
Those here's poor the children are going to be
here's
like,
the
no,
thing, though.
Daddy, save us.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think Archie should have sold this comic.
Really?
I do not think that this is a comic that deserves a $3.99 price tag. Mm-hmm. And I do not think that this is a comic that they should have sold in stores. What this comic should have been, it's a standalone one-shot story. Now, I don't know if Archie Comics plans on doing other Little Archie and Friends comic books. This is obviously a one-shot.
Mm-hmm.
But this should have been their free comic book day offering. This entire thing should have been, and they may have something geared towards older readers, but if you want to, you know, hey, I'm going to drag my little kid into comic new free comic book day that's coming up in May, literally just under a month from now. You want to drag your little kid in there and you want something for them to have. This should be the free comic book day that the you know, and I know it costs money to make this. You've got a ton of creators on here. Shannon Waters, Jay Torres, Jamie Redondo, and then all the artists that I mentioned earlier. That costs money. So I understand recouping the cost. But give this to kids and put it in their hands and they take it to school, or even, you know, donate a crap ton of these to schools across the country, put it into their book drive, you know, with every book a kid buys, they get a free little Archie and Friends. That's some marketing there. So honestly, I don't, you know, Archie is getting ready to start an NFT collection. I don't, you know, poo-poo on them for wanting to capitalize, and certainly trying to make some money off of this comic aimed at young readers. Not that big of a deal. But if you had done this as a free comic book day issue, I think you would find a lot of people really applauding Archie for taking the time to create something that is truly unique, truly new, and not just a rehash or a coming attractions for some big event coming down the road. So that would be my biggest complaint about this thing.
Is that it actually was sold over the counter?
It was actually sold over the counter. Yeah. Just the Red, you know, we're talking about grabbing young kids. Just the Red in our Discord chat, who's listening to this live Thursday nights, 8:00 p.m. Come and join and hang out the fun. She says, I mean, I literally started reading comics because of Archie and all their spinoffs. So imagine hooking a young kid, 7, 8 years old, on a free comic with this. And then having them say, OK, what else is Little Archie stuff with? And all the kids have the digital readers now with their e-books through the school. I mean, my son has like 3 different library subscriptions to these virtual libraries where he can read books. Throw a couple of Archie comics up on there. You're going to get a lot more people, younger readers, reading Archie. And there is nothing wrong. I know a lot of people look at Archie comics and they're like, ew, Archie is boring because it's all this clean fun. I want to see, you know, sexy ladies, or I want to see violence, or I want to see this kind of stuff. And that's fine. Go read, you know, Crossed. Go read.
Don't read Crossed.
No, not young kids, but I'm saying
run away.
There's nothing wrong with a quote unquote wholesome comic. Now, yes, sometimes you can turn it on its ear with the Afterlife with Archie and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina stuff. Yes, you can do that. But Archie's not trying to make their entire company run off those rare comics. They're trying to keep it, hey, here's good, clean fun for kids. And I just think if they had made this the free comic book day offering, they would have gotten a lot of good free will from people.
We'll probably get a free comic book day featuring Riverdale, because that's where the big bucks are.
Well, yes, I believe Riverdale. I do believe that the let me look at the lineup here really quick of what the comics are. But I believe that there is a Riverdale comic that is the the best Archie comic ever is their comic this year from Archie Comics, which is a compilation of a lot of their other stories. So if you want a Pure Heart story, there's a Pure Heart story. If you want one of the Rock and Roll stories, there looks like there's that in there. There may be a bit from Jughead's Time Police thing in there.
I think it's new stuff, but yeah.
Throw in the little Archies, man, and you would have had a real winner there. Again, I'm not the one in charge of Archie Comics. You know, the person in charge at Archie has been doing that for a long time. He knows what he's doing. I have faith in him. And this is a fine comic. This is a fine comic for kids. It's got witchcraft in it, so if that bothers you.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to come up.
There's really nothing that I can complain about this comic. I really can't. I mean, it's not for me, but there's nothing wrong with what this comic is.
Yeah. And I, you know, that is something very important that we've run into several times in recent issues of, you know, Dueling Review, is these are really good books that just aren't for us. They may not even, you know, engage us, but in the right hands for the right audience, this is going to be a really cool book. Anybody who can get past giant freakish eyes looking into your soul and trying to steal your memory and leave you an empty husk by the side of the road, I think that they're really going to enjoy what you get here. But, you know, not everyone can do that. It's a thing. I'm frightened.
There's a lot scarier art, Matthew, than what we see in here.
Is there?
I mean,
that's true. There's Umberto Ramos where nobody has elbows.
There's nothing wrong with Umberto Ramos art either.
Nobody has elbows.
That's fine. It's totally fine to not have an elbow. That way you don't have to worry about banging it on stuff. You ever hit your elbow and then you're like, oh, dude, hit my funny bone or whatever it's called. If you didn't have elbows, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
Anyway, how did we end up with this comic this week? I will tell you how we ended up with this comic this week, because I picked it. The site that we've been using wasn't updated in time for me to go out and solicit all of our fine listeners to pitch us a comic that they want us to read. So I was like, well, let me find something. Oh, we haven't done Archie Comics in like forever. And so let's take a look at this comic and see what it's all about. I was a little hesitant because I really thought that this was going to be a El Stinko comic. And until you identify who the audience is for and how it's crafted for that audience, then you find out it's a really good comic. But what we really, really want, I say what we really, really want.
Tell us what you want.
I want everybody who's listening to this show to go over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. Look for the post that is called Dueling Review for April 21st, I think, 20th, 21st of 2022. And you're going to find the link to see what all the comics are coming out next week. And then you use the comment section and you let us know what you want us to review. Now, it's really important that we get as many people commenting and sharing, because the week before, 2 weeks before, we didn't have an episode last week, but 2 weeks before, there were only like 9 people who voted with their fingers on what comic they wanted us to read. And that ain't good. Now, that being said, 7 people have cast their vote so far over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And it looks like we have a vote for Captain America, a vote for John Carter of Mars, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, another vote for Captain America, another vote for Captain America, John Carter of Mars, and Hidden Planeswalkers is Bluey's vote. So right now it looks like Captain America is in the lead with Sam Wilson in it. But perhaps you want to see John Carter of Mars over at Dynamite. Also, they do NFTs. If you're wondering, oh no, Archie's doing NFTs, Dynamite's doing NFTs, DC Comics just announced NFTs. I haven't seen anything from Marvel, but I bet before the end of the year, Marvel will be doing NFTs if they're not already. Every comic book publisher is doing some kind of NFT. So if you're going to say, I'm not going to read that comic publisher because they have NFTs, again, you don't have to buy the NFTs if you don't want to. They're not for you. Just move on. But you'll be reading a lot less comics if you start to boycott every comic publisher out there who has an NFT. Maybe you want something other than those comics that are listed. The only way that this show works is when you go over to our Patreon page and cast your vote for the comic next week. All right. I think we've got a shorter show. Unless you have anything else you want to say about Little Archie and Friends special number one one-shot, which, again, just don't put the number one on there. We know it's a one-shot.
It's a number one issue. It's issue one. Even if it's issue one of one, it isn't issue number one. I don't understand why this is a problem.
Because it implies that there's an issue two.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, if I see a one on something, I'm going to say, oh, there's a two on there. It's not.
How many children do I have?
The 1989 Batman was not called Batman 1. There was not an implication that there was going to be another Batman. It was simply called Batman.
Movies are not generally numbered one.
Exactly.
Can you tell me, are there any trilogy movies that are numbered one?
Yes.
No.
Star Wars Episode 1.
Star Wars Episode 1 is the fourth movie.
No, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, is called Star Wars Episode 1.
It is the fourth movie.
But you asked me for one that has a one in the title.
But that's a stupid example, and you know it.
No, you asked me, and I gave you one.
It's a retcon. It's a retcon. Okay, so when comic books come out, comic books have numbers, right?
Not if they just call it a one-shot.
But nobody does that because comic books have numbers.
They don't have to. That's what I'm saying. If it's a one-shot,
but
you don't have to put a one on there.
To.
No, they don't.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What do they do a year from now when a Little Archie comes out and they're like, hey, here's a Little Archie special?
Is it?
You now have three books with the same title.
Because here's what happens, Matthew. Comic book publishers already do this. It's called Batman Annual 2021, Batman Annual 2022, Batman Annual 1978. They don't have 19. It's not called Batman Annual 2022 number
one. Do you read the indicia?
I don't need to.
You do need to, because that's literally the legal title of the book.
Well, then they need to go into their indicia and drop that number.
They need to give it a number one if it is a number one.
Why do they have to? Tell me why.
Because
they
it's a number
to.
One. Because no. comic books have numbers.
No. That's not
comic books. Comic books have numbers.
Is not an excuse.
It is not an excuse. It's an explanation.
No,
you're telling me that movies don't have numbers, so comic books shouldn't. I don't see how your argument holds water and mine doesn't.
I didn't say movies have numbers. I didn't say they didn't have to have numbers. I said Batman when it came out was just called Batman. They didn't have to put a number one on there.
And you know what? It was the third. No, it was the fourth.
See?
Film called Batman.
They didn't have to put a number on it.
Yeah, they did, because now you have to differentiate between Batman 1941, Batman 1949, Batman 1966, and Batman 1999. And I know how they do that. Do you know what they do? They put a number on it.
Yeah, they put the year number on it, just like I was saying with the annuals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Years aren't numbers. I forgot.
I'm talking about issue numbers. And
yes,
you know it.
Comics have issue numbers.
Yes, we all have issues. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. What do you think? Head over to our Discord server. Head over to our Discord server. Let us know what other movies, like The One with Jet Li. Oh, my God. I watched that not too long ago. Is a movie that has the number one in it. Star Wars Episode One. It's got a one in it. Should comics that are one shots have a number? Yes or no? There's really no reason for it. In my opinion, Matthew says, well, that's the way it's always been done, so we can't do anything different from that.
Incorrect.
Until next time, go out and read some comics, because there's some really great comics out in the world. Thanks, everybody.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.